Murray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
Here are the groceries you wanted, Bub. Everything but fresh tomatoes. Poke your finger right through them.
Thanks, Robbie. You're a good boy. Hey, all these stamps for a little dab of groceries like that? Somebody over at that store must have goofed.
I'll get him in the boat fast before old man Spindler finds out.
Boy, oh boy, you really lucked out.
Yeah.
Robbie, if the store makes a mistake, did the stamps belong to us?
Shh, quiet, Chip. This may be all we need to get that extra transistor.
Half the time he doesn't give me the stamps I'm entitled to. But I guess day in and day out, it all comes out even in the wash.
Well, that makes it $5. Old man Spindler goofed us right into a transistor.
Larson?
A touch of Larson? You mean a touch of larceny?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of where you steal junk. Or do things if you think you can get away with them. The guys say everybody has a touch of it.
Well, Chip, unfortunately, I guess maybe that's true. Human nature has a lot of weaknesses. But I've always tried to teach you fellas not to lie or cheat or steal and to always be honest. You stick with that, Chip, and you'll end up fine.
Dad, I can't find any white paper, and Mrs. Jensen gets sore if we write our reports on anything else.
I'll try to remember to get some, Rob.
Mike says we're out of pencils, too. I think they eat them.
Okay, I'll try to remember to get some pencils, too.
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, he's right here. Hang on a second. Dad is for you.
Oh. Who is it, Rob?
It's Mr. Walters.
Oh. Hi, Joe. No, you didn't bother me at all.
I'll get that, too. Hey, Dad, Mrs. Donaldson is out there.
Oh, well, if you name the danger, as I say, I'm not doing a thing all week.
Dad would want you to let her in if he could hear you.
Are you falling out of the back of your skull, Chip? Mrs. Donaldson's the one that keeps sicking all those girls on Dad.
Yeah, but he doesn't want you to say he isn't here when he is.
Dad, shall I let her in?
Oh, sure, sure.
See?
Come on in.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Dad?
Oh. Well. Hello, Miss Dodson.
I won't stay a minute, Mr. Douglas. But that cousin of mine that I've been telling you about will be here this week.
Cousin?
Maud Frominger.
Yeah.
The widow. Well, you said you'd be glad to meet her whenever she came to town.
I did?
You did, Dad. I remember.
Chip, do you know where my pipe is?
Right there.
Oh, no, I mean that other one, you know.
It's on the coffee.
Would you mind getting it for me? Well, Mrs. Donaldson, when does Miss Froninger arrive?
Mrs. Froninger.
I mean...
She'll be staying with me, and since I live just two doors down, she was Miss Colbert before she married him.
I see.
The Colberts are in furniture. Thursday.
She arrives Thursday. Well, Mrs. Donaldson, I'm afraid Thursday is a pretty bad day for me. They're having a plant inspection and things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be pretty well tied up for the next, over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, now, you can't work every minute of every day. I'll call you the minute she gets here.
Well.
Thank you.
Yes, goodbye. Rob, why didn't you tell me she was up?
I did, Dad. You told me to let her in.
I didn't even know you asked. Well, when she shows up with this Maud, we're going to have to do a little faster thinking, that's all. You cheated.
What?
Well, you took that card from the bottom of the deck.
Sure. How else do you expect me to win a game of solitaire?
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your pipe.
Oh. Oh, what? Thank you.
Chip,
come on in.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. What is it?
Well, there's this kid at school, and he gets his lunches free. And I wonder if it's okay if I do.
Well, I guess so, Chipper. Who's giving away free lunches?
Free lunches? Well, deal me in.
Nobody's giving away. You see, this kid gets in line, and when he gets to the cashier, he pretends he's thinking of something else.
Something else than what?
Well, something else than paying. If Miss Rasmussen doesn't catch him, he sort of wanders through and doesn't pay.
What if she does catch him?
Well, he says he's sorry. He must have been thinking of something else. And then he pays her.
Yeah, that works. But you got to get behind some big lard so the cashier won't see him.
Chip, you want to know if this is dishonest, is that it?
Yeah, he says everybody does it.
Do I do things like that? Does Bub?
Listen, when I was a kid, we had a system worked out where we lowered a kid through this transom.
Bob, don't you have something to do somewhere else?
No.
Chip, I'm surprised you even need advice on a thing like this.
Well, I don't. Only you and Bub got me mixed up by fibbing and grabbing stamps and sneaking cars to solitaire.
Well, everybody does that.
Bub, I'm sure I smell something burning down in the kitchen.
Now, what kind of talk is that? Who's cooking at this hour of the night?
You are.
You want to get rid of somebody, so they get lost. Don't flap your jaws about stuff cooking.
Get lost, will you, please? Come on over here. Sit down a minute, Chip. You know, there's a very fine line between foibles and actual dishonesty.
Foibles? We're not up to foibles yet. We're only up to boisterous and attachment and worse like that.
Well, foibles are little human weaknesses, little human frailties. Sometimes people do, little things that aren't exactly wrong, but I don't suppose they're exactly right either, but usually they're done for a reason, like, now with Mrs. Donaldson. I don't particularly want to meet her cousin, but... Well, if I'd said, Mrs. Donaldson, I don't want to meet your cousin, she would have been hurt, you see. It would have been very rude, wouldn't it?
I guess.
So instead, I told her a little white lie. I told her that I was going to be tied up for the next couple of weeks, and, it wasn't true, exactly, but, I didn't hurt her feelings, you see.
Well, what about Bub and solitaire?
Well, Chip, when Bub cheats at solitaire, he's only fooling himself. I mean, he's not hurting anybody else.
Well, if you don't hurt anybody, then it's okay to do junk?
Well, no, it doesn't always work out quite that way. But luckily, Chip, most people have a little bell that rings that tells them when they're going to do something really dishonest.
Not a real bell.
Oh, no. The first twinge of guilt is the bell. You'll see.
Thanks, Dad.
You straighten out on this now?
Yeah.
Well, better get bed down.
Okay.
Chip, what are you going to do about getting those free lunches at school?
I don't know. I guess I'll try and wait for the bell to ring.
Didn't you bring your lunch?
Did you?
Did you tell your dad about Outlaw and everything?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, he made a long speech. I'm supposed to wait for a horn to go off my head. If I get a headache, I'm a crook.
Yeah. The bell's supposed to ring in my head. It's not a real one or anything.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes my dad talks so much, I'm afraid to ask him, Jim.
My dad likes to let me figure out stuff for myself.
Too bad you don't have a mom. You just cry. You gonna try, Chip?
I don't know.
Yeah. What we got in front of us?
She's like, I have my defense.
Chip, you did it.
Boy, old lady Rasmussen must be in a fog. We all got past her. Quit talking and find me a table.
All right.
you hear any bells yet, Chip?
No. Do you hear any horns?
No more apple pie.
Work things out. Waiter, could I have the check, please?
Yes, sir.
We won't argue, Steve. It's your turn to take the income tax deduction.
It was all business. I never would have found out about Hank's Caribbean cruise if we hadn't had this lunch meeting.
And how else would I have learned Sophia's measurements?
Simple, right.
Are any bills yet?
No, but I'm sure getting scared.
Me too. Can I do it?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to, because I could sure use that 50 cents that I'll save.
There, my credit card. Waiter. We'll just forget the credit card. That was it. Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? That's cash.
You can't do that.
Well, fellas, we know it really wasn't a business function, don't we?
But you can still write it off.
Steve, the income tax crowd want proof.
Well, we just passed from foibles to bell ringing.
Steve, would you mind going over that once more lightly?
Well, it's something my son taught me last night.
Now's your chance.
Oh, Marie.
What a creepy feeling.
The bell didn't ring, but my stomach's hollering.
Me too.
Miss Rasmussen?
Oh, I'm sorry, boys. I didn't see you standing here.
Who would pay you?
That'll be 50 cents each.
Boy, it sure is a lot of money, but it's gonna taste good. And touch of larceny talk nearly got me in trouble.
Join the club, Charlotte.
You too? What happened?
I took those stupid trading stamps back to the market and they looked at me like I was boob of the day.
Well, I'm driving 35 in a 20-mile zone, and I think of all that talk. So, I slowed down to 20 miles an hour, just like the law says. Wouldn't you know, I caused a traffic jam that lasted nearly a half an hour.
Hello, officer.
Your car?
Yes, it's my car.
You're over parked.
Yes, I know.
Tell me, why were you erasing my chalk mark?
Oh, I wasn't erasing it. I did erase it before, but...
Oh, you were putting it back.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was. I went into the restaurant. They write their menus on a blackboard, and I borrowed a piece of chalk, and...
You were putting it back?
Yes. Yeah, I know it sounds silly, officer, but I was putting it back because... Well, I won't go into the reasons.
Oh, no, no. Well, go into the reasons.
Well, last night, my youngest son and I were discussing dishonesty and petty larceny and things like that. And, I told him that... Just give me the ticket, would you?
Oh, no, please, go ahead. I'm really very interested. You see, I got a couple of sons of my own, and this badge doesn't scare them a bit. Tell me, what did you say to your boy?
Well, I told him that every time he did anything dishonest, a little bell would ring in his head.
A bell?
Yes. Just give me the ticket, please. There's my...
You know, I really hate to do this, Mr. Douglas. I believe your story, but I got a captain who would give me the balloon test if I were to tell him what you just told me. Putting the chalk mark back.
Bob, if you trade at that market again, I'm not going to eat the stuff you bring home.
Tell that to your stomach.
What did they do to you? I took back those trading stamps and they laughed at me. Oh, what's so funny? He took them back too. Oh, no wonder.
Honesty, Jazz, can work both ways.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
You're home kind of early, aren't you?
Yeah, Chip isn't even home from school yet.
Well, I finished one project this morning and I don't have to start the next one until tomorrow, so I'm taking a vacation this afternoon. Bubba, what's up? Where are you going?
You and your big honest mouth put that supermarket ahead by one full transistor. I'm going to get it back.
And you should have heard those people laugh at me.
Yeah, and today I practically caused a traffic riot just by obeying the law.
Well, now, look, are you fellas trying to tell me that you expect to be rewarded by being honest?
Well, no, but it sure would be nice if people didn't think I had flipped.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, Chip.
Tell him, Chip. Alan, Francis, and Warren got hauled down to the principal's office today.
Who are Alan, Francis, and Warren?
Those are the guys that have been not paying for the lunches every day, except Francis and Warren. They got cut the first time they tried it. But I'm sure glad we didn't do it, because we almost did, but we didn't.
Isn't there an operation you can give kids to slow down their speech?
Miss Rasmussen knew it all the time, Dad. Only she was giving all the kids a chance to quit it. Only they didn't. So today she had Mr. Wamsley watching. And he caught him. So now they're going to have their parents come down and get yelled at. I don't have a bell in my head. I have a stomach that hollers. Can we have some cake and milk?
Sure you can.
Come on, Ernie.
Do you mean to tell me you know what they're talking about?
Bob, that's just about the most gratifying speech I've ever heard. Chip doesn't know it, but he finally heard the bell. And I did, too. Okay, now, Chipper, don't look at the book and tell me what you just read. Hmm?
Well, first came the Athenians, and then Paracycles.
Well, I think that's pronounced Pericles.
Yeah, and then the Macedonians creamed everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Except when you write it in the test, I wouldn't say they creamed everybody. I'd just say, they conquered the world.
I got it.
Hello. Yeah. Okay, hang on a second and I'll tell them. Dad. Mm-hmm. Dad, that Maud finally arrived. Mrs. Donaldson wants to bring her right over.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said they have their hats on and everything. Do you want me to think of something like, you caught your head in the door?
No.
You know, Chip, ever since those knucklehead friends of yours tried to get free lunches, we've been leading a real unnatural life around here.
This is Steve Douglas, Donaldson. Yes, Robbie just told me. Yes, you come right over. Fine.
Boy, I bet she was surprised.
Well, as a matter of fact, she was, Rob. That just shows you how unkind we've been to her. Oh, Bob, Mike, we've got company coming over. Let's straighten up a little in here, huh? Rob, help. Oh, Bob, take off the apron, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you expecting, Prince Rainier?
No, that lady Miss Donaldson has for Dad.
You mean you finally decided to meet her?
Yes, of course, sir.
Gee, Dad, isn't this carrying the honesty business a little far? You know, Dad, there's no law that says you have to go out with a turkey.
I'll get it.
They must have sprinted over.
I don't suppose it's occurred to you fellas that Mrs. Donaldson's cousin just might be quite attractive.
Good evening, Chip. Oh, Steve, this is Maud. Maud, this is Mr. Douglas. I'm sure he'll want you to call him Steve.
Hello.
How do you do, Maud? Have you met my family? No, of course you haven't. This is Chip and Mike and Robbie and this is Bob, the boy's grandfather.
His wife is upstairs.
His wife?
You try to keep her away from the world.
Yes. It's too bad. That's a bad joke. Brother's just making a joke. He was in vaudeville, you know. Oh. Well, won't you...
Are you ready?
Ready for what, Miss Thomas?
Well, I was sure that you'd want to take Maud to some cozy little restaurant where you could get really acquainted.
Oh, well, you didn't mention that on the phone. Do you mean tonight?
Of course.
Well, I guess I don't have any other plans. Do I, Bob?
No.
Shall we go?
Well, yes, of course.
Good night. Oh, well, this will be just lovely. I know how much Maud is going to enjoy it.
Well, you can't win them all.
Poor Dad's not winning any of them.
Don't you think he's right?
Sure he is, Chip.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to play some solitaire. And you can get 8-5 that I'm going to win.